What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Good morning, Tone.
Morning.
We got ourselves a starting quarterback.
We do.
Hell yeah.
Was there really ever any doubt?
Apparently, there was a little bit of doubt. They wanted to...
It's funny. The one thing we had kind of debated was who the organization wanted. We know that Kenny Pickett was here first. Joe Flacco was here second. But me and you jumped to the Joe Flacco train of thought pretty quickly. There were a few that scolded us and said we made up our mind too early. And unfortunately for Kenny Pickett, he just never had his chance because of his health.
We made up our mind too early. We got scolded.
Yeah, like
why?
Well, we were the minute the hamstring thing came down, we said it was over. And,
yeah,
and there were people, there were other shows. Others that said that we were jumping the gun on that. Maybe we were. I don't know. But we end up being about it. I'm not.
I think those shows just maybe wanted something else to talk or wanted to keep talking about the situation, but it was a done deal.
I just never
When the hamstring went down and we knew it was like, hey, this is. When they day to day, it's like this is going to be a lingering thing. It's like, nah, there's no doubt. They're going to start Joe Flacco. Of course they're going to start Joe. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Now, maybe it was that our preconceived notions on Kenny Pickett in general? Were we never really giving him a shot to begin with? Because obviously the team was going to give him a shot. He was the first quarterback of all four of these guys. He was the first one here.
Yeah, I think they were going to give him. I think they did. I mean, to meet some of the people out there halfway, I think they did want him to go out and win the job. And I think he was doing what was necessary to make the effort to win the job. But the body wouldn't allow it. And you could say it's an unfortunate circumstance. And now I look at him as kind of the fly in the ointment of, hey, you're the fourth quarterback. I don't know necessarily what to do with you because Joe Flacco has a place. Joe Flacco is a veteran that the veterans trust. You have two rookies. I'm champing at the bit to try to start talking about Dylan Gabriel's performance because the reactions are all over the map about Dylan Gabriel's performance on Friday. I think, by and large, most people thought Shedeur Sanders played really well. The haters did not like him. They found a multitude of silly reasons for it. But it was, from one show to another, it was this big pendulum swinging one side to the other. And I was like, yeah, I thought he was pretty good. But either way, I want to put him there. That coming up more later on. He is a rookie. He's a third-round pick. Shedeur is a rookie. He's a fifth-round pick. Shedeur showed he had a lot of talent. You don't want to move on from Shedeur. I don't think I want to move on from Shedeur. You wouldn't cut Shedeur, would you?
No. Would you cut him now?
So you wouldn't cut Shedeur and you wouldn't cut Dylan Gabriel, right?
No. Okay. I wouldn't, but.
Oh, there's a but there. Yeah, caveats.
Well,
here we go.
It's the having four quarterbacks. The whole
that's
process.
That's what I'm saying. So what is Kenny Pickett's role here?
I don't even
here?
Think, by the way, this is on the Browns. Before you go after any host or any fan.
You can go after me. I don't care. You know it's on the Browns.
Before you go after anybody for weighing in on somebody that should be cut, it's like, this is ridiculous to have four quarterbacks. This is not, under
He's
any circumstances,
boy.
This was never a great idea. We can all admit, right? This was never a great idea.
If Kenny Pickett got cut by the end of the week, or by next Tuesday, I'm sure somebody would find a spot for him somewhere. All right? I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here. I'm just looking at what's pragmatic.
Care. I don't Does anybody care?
I
don't care if he resurfaces. What I'm saying is I've seen some people get irritated with, like, saying one guy has to... Like, there are people that think Shedeur. Shedeur, what... who is it? Pete Prisco was making a case for Shedeur getting cut. Like, anyway, this whole situation.
You guys keep saying that name into my headspace. Like,
it's but just, this whole the bigger part. It's not about who say it. The whole thing is, the whole situation is insane to have four of these guys at their level. Like, not having a normal pecking order, having two quarterback competitions. The fact that we in Cleveland radio, and then by virtue of that, the national media getting on this, all debating over a competition for third string quarterback. Like, the whole thing is just so stupid. Like, we can admit that now, right? Getting further away from it now that we have our starting quarterback picked, and that's it now. I mean, your starting quarterback, like, I think it's going to be tough for some people, especially the Shador fans, to come to grips with. Now the focus is making sure Joe is ready for week. What has nothing to do. We're done. We're done agonizing over Shador or Dylan Gabriel or let's put the stats up from that's over. Like, that was fun. It was silly, but it was fun. But now it's over. Now it's all about one guy and Joe Flacco.
It became not fun because when people are using him as earnest arguments, I'm going, I can't even. We can't have a back and forth. I can't have fun with you. There's no discussion.
Yeah.
If you're giving me, but he was 7 of 10. It's like, this isn't real. None of this is real. Do you understand? It's not a real thing. It's a practice. But either way, I just point out, you know, I don't know what if people want to get upset with the Kenny Pickett thing or people want to make some sort of silly ass argument about cutting one of the two rookies. I don't know. I guess those people, even the writers, I guess, who make that, they got their head up their ass. I don't know what else to say. Because you're not going to get rid of the... It's the Browns, for crying out loud. You got two rookies there. You're not going to cut two rookies. And fine, one of the two rookies, I should say. I mean, good God, you see the guys they've left on this roster before in the last 6 years who are rookies? Anthony Schwartz has zero business being on a football field unless he was wearing a security uniform. That's it. And he was a third-round pick. Speaking of third-round picks... They're not getting rid of them guys. After Shador looked good and after Dylan looks promising. See, here we go. Really, here he goes again. They're not letting them guys go. So I'm sorry. Kenny's the odd man out. If you're only going to keep three, if you keep four, keep four. If you don't think that this is going to be a really great football team at all, then go ahead and keep four.
The problem with talking about getting rid of Kenny Pickett is I guarantee you there are some people in that organization who think Kenny Pickett's the best of all four. They think he's better than Flacco.
Okay, then so, keep him.
Well, that's what I mean. And those people might have been the ones that brought him in to begin with. So my guess is they're not, if they don't have to, even though it is complicated things from a coaching perspective.
Well, I'm glad you centered me here. Thank you. Because it's not like he must be cut. If you feel that you can keep four, keep four. I'm fine with that. Are you upset with that?
Yeah, it just means you might not be moving the ball forward on this. That's the hard part about having four guys and at a certain level. Like, it's not like when you take a quarterback in the first round, you know, that spot, he may be competing. We've seen, you know, Baker Mayfield was competing.
Yeah.
Okay, but we knew it was a matter of time. I don't know that it's a matter of time with any of these guys, do you? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, for this year, the thought is Flacco's going to hand it off to most likely Shador, but could be Dylan Gay. Okay, whatever. That was our thought. The organization might have a different thought, but either way, they're probably drafting a quarterback next year to add another rookie quarterback.
Well, yeah, because if you do have four, it's going to muddy it up even more. And we're not going to have any clarity on this because there's going to be arguments. I don't know how good he's going to play. Things start off good with Joe, and then things tend to tail away. I don't know how long the leash is going to be. It's just, I think the more important thing is who becomes the second quarterback, who would go in. Who do you have to see here?
Right. Zach Jackson said yesterday, there's no way one of the rookies are ready to be a backup right now.
Okay.
For that stretch. And that stunned me a little bit because, you know, most of the conventional thought in the NFL, especially if you don't think you have a great team, is all right, hand it over to the rookie. Well, the problem is they didn't take a rookie in the first or second round. They took him in the third and then they took him third and fifth. Yeah. So I think there would be people, if the name wasn't Shador Sanders, most people around the NFL would be like, yeah, you're not handing the ball over to a third or fifth rounder in week three if things don't go with Flacco.
No, you probably wouldn't. You're right.
But here in Cleveland, we'd be like, we'll just give it to Shador.
Yeah. Because I at some point you kind of go, okay, I guess we got to see him. As much as I hate to say, I guess we got to see him, but I still have to go back to the old standpoint. I don't know, guys. It's the Browns. You don't expect them to be very good. They're as desperate as you can get for a football or for a quarterback for the football team. So if they don't think that they're able to go out there and conduct an offense, talking about Dylan or Shador, I guess we don't really need to see him. and they will save you the time and trouble and agony, and we will go and we will talk about these college quarterbacks, some of which start on Saturday because the season starts early. It's week zero coming up. So we'll watch these guys, and we'll have these opinions on these guys because I think it what was it? I forget. Oh, God, what was the analytics website that had it? They have them projected at the second pick and the ninth pick. Browns and the Jags pick that's now the Browns, they have them at the second and ninth pick, which, boy, if the Jags finish with the ninth pick, you have to have a serious conversation about Trevor Lawrence, but that's a conversation for some other team and some other day. If you can keep four, go ahead and keep four. My issue is, if you're going to only keep three, I'm going to keep the pups and I'm going to let Kenny Pickett go. I've had two competent organizations essentially give up on Kenny Pickett. I don't know what I have in Dylan Gabriel. I don't know what I have in Shador. They're pups. I'm going to see what I got in either one of those guys to see if I have any long-term future. That's what it is. And so if I have to make a cut, I wish Kenny Pickett very well in his future endeavors. I'm sure on Tuesday he would get picked up by somebody else and he would be their backup, whatever. So I have to make that decision. Am I comfortable with him being someone else's backup? Do I think he can win me football games? Do I think he can make a difference in helping me win football games? You know, I don't know. I don't think so. So if I don't think he's going to make a difference in helping me win football games, then what do I have him out there for? Well, he might be a veteran. He has a better position than what the rookies are in. But, you know, I saw him in Philadelphia. Wasn't that great. I saw him a little bit in training camp. It was whatever. And then he got a bad wheel. That's where we're at. I mean, hell, think about what Joe Flacco's place and how bizarre this is. We spent more time talking about Kenny Pickett and the rookies than we have Joe. And Joe's starting the season. 40 years old. And guys like Jeff Felt, it's amazing how much trust you and I may have in the veterans being with the veterans. Because like Jeff seemed to be pretty fit to be tied over this yesterday. There's Jeff Phelps, one half of basket and Phelps on. Joe Flacco starting the season.
Under the current situation, it would seem that starting Joe in week one is the right move. To me, overall, it's a colossal failure. You brought in four quarterbacks. The one who starts is the 40-year-old. One of the two rookies didn't look good enough to beat him out. The guy who might have has a pulled hamstring. You're starting a 40-year-old guy, not long-term. To me, it just screams you're going to be drafting a quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it a colossal failure, but everything else, yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%. You can't put either one of those rookies out there. As much as the internet wants to disagree with that, can't put Kenny out there. I don't know if Kenny's healthy enough to go out there. And Joe's going to go out there. And did it sneak up on Jeff that we're drafting a quarterback next year? That's the only thing I would ask. I'm not trying to be mean. Because you and I have been, every single day, we've marked the calendar, and I said, as of 6:16 on July 12th, the Browns are taking a quarterback next year. As of 6:16 on July 24th, the Browns are taking a quarterback next year. Okay, well, as of 6:16 on August 19th, the Browns are still taking a quarterback next year.
What I continue to wonder is if that in and itself, along with them bringing four quarterbacks this year to this weird competition for two different positions, whether that automatically dooms Shador and Dylan Gabriel.
Probably. I mean, I think part of the argument is for either Shador or Dylan is who's going to be the backup next year. Because if you take a guy number two overall, is he starting for you week one? I don't know who the general manager is. I don't know who the head coach is. Like, there's still so many unknowns.
Could be very different going into next year.
But I'm comfortable with Joe. I don't believe it's a waste of time. I believe he's right for the veterans. He is a veteran, obviously. I'm comfortable with him. I think the veterans are, and we'll see how long it goes. I don't know how long he's going to be the starter for the football team, but I think they're trying to make the attempt to start off on the right foot, and I think it makes a lot of common sense, and I think you're with me on that.
Oh, let's give me the look.
James Rapine, 712. Okay, I'm sorry. 216-474-0092. More I think about it, let me get to these phones here in a second. The more I think about it, Dylan Gabriel should have just said thanks and moved on with his day. Yeah. Should have said thanks, moved on with his day. the controversy that set out yesterday.
To avoid the media firestorm.
Yeah, because it just wasn't worth it.
You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best teammate I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
Hey, that's great and all, and I really don't believe he was taking a shot at Shedeur Sanders, because if he was, that's bleeped. I cannot stress that enough. That is the wrong thing to do, sir. Wrong thing. He's your teammate. Don't do it. You're going to be in the same quarterback room. That is really, really, really stupid. Don't do it. He don't do it to you. He doesn't need to. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't said boo to a goose. Don't do that. But then I go, I mean, his performance was good. I thought it was fine, good, whatever. And the more annoyed I am by the fact that he said it, I'm going, well, tell me you didn't say that over that performance. Right? Did you say that over that performance? I'm a competitor. I'm not an entertainer. Ease up there, bud. You played a half of preseason football.
Well, was
tough
it
talking, Dylan?
So this
might want to cool it off there a bit.
This was all the Aditi interview, right?
Yes.
So we should add
Aditi on yesterday.
We should add, Aditi did ask specifically how proud he was of that performance. So when you are asked how proud you are of a performance, in his mind, did that kind of trigger, oh, good, other people saw it too. Okay, good. They're noticing that this was a good performance. And in his mind, maybe he's thinking that interception wasn't my fault at all. Well, I had two guys, none of them went for the ball.
Okay, but I know that interception wasn't his fault. Let me say that.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay. Well, fair. Yeah. This show agrees that the interception wasn't his fault. Let other people say it. You're supposed to be a leader of the football team. Let other people say. Now, you're putting ideas in his head. I don't know if he's really thinking that, but you asked if he's proud of his performance. So, hey, you still turn the ball over. Even if the interception wasn't your fault, there's still a ball left on the ground.
Yeah.
What's the main objective of this football team here? The only way you're going to win games as of right now with this offense and Jerry Jeudy being your number one, and then there's nobody else. There's just a bunch of nameless gray faces for the most part. I hope somebody emerges, but fat chance. So you're going to run the ball, control the clock, not turn the ball over. Eliminate as many mistakes as you possibly can, and hopefully in the fourth quarter, the pendulum will swing your way.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
That's what you're going to try to do. More on Quinshon Judkins, part of that run of that football coming up here in a bit. So you can't be, like, it's starting to feel very Jimmy Clausen bowl game, pointing to the logo on his chest, but it's like a pre-New Year's Day bowl. It's like, what are you pointing at? Like, it's not adding up to me. And I'm starting, because of the conversation around it, I go, maybe you should have just said thanks. Because you know what? Shedeur, he was given the same opportunity after his, and he said, nah, I still left a lot of plays out there.
Said he played
still got
subpar.
A lot of work to do. I'm still subpar. He was asked about his dad. You know, he said all the things that keeps his name out of people's mouths when trying to talk down on him. And here I am listening all day yesterday, and I just became more annoyed. I just became more annoyed that he even said it. That's all. I hope I'm looking too far into it right now. And I know that Joe's the starter now and Joe's the story, but damn, why couldn't you just said thanks? Yeah. There's a lot of things that we have to clean up. We're happy with this performance, but we're never satisfied. Easy thing to say.
Let me give you the version that you wanted to hear.
Please.
You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and you don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home?
My job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best teammate I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
That's all you need to say.
We can admit, the whole thing is kind of weird. You know, doing... interviews during a game. Like, he didn't have to do that in college. That is very different. Like, he's
Shador seemed to be able to handle it.
He's almost got his feet up, like, relaxed. It's over. I finally got out there.
Through my debut in the NFL.
I finally got the debut. It seems like maybe the coaches were very positive in his ear. Who knows? Maybe the coaches told him right away the interception wasn't his fault, because you and I would be thinking about that interception. We'd be dwelling on it. Maybe they already told him.
Tommy Reese, I'm sure, came over and go, that's not on you, kid.
Yeah, look, these guys ran to the wrong spot. We told you to deliver the ball. We told you to get it out.
But
I have no idea. But I'm just saying that could be possible.
You're the quarterback as of right now, because you're playing in this game. You started this game. You're the leader. You know, you can't go out there and tell everybody that, because now I'm throwing my teammates under the bus. Whether I want to or not, you're throwing your teammates under the bus. Whether you mean to or not, you're doing that. So this is, I don't care. It's a misstep, because you either A, get one of the largest fan bases for a college football player out there on your ass, which you do not want to do. Because if you're talking about entertainers and competitors, you've definitely read and heard what people are saying about you. Or B, you're smelling yourself over a half a preseason football. I don't care if he was 20 for 20 and 3 touchdowns. Let me make the big deal about it. Let fanboy radio guys make a big deal about it. Let writers make a big deal about it. Let us make a big deal about it. It's a preseason game. And it just was something we could have done without. Because either way, one of the two conclusions that people are drawing, the two conclusions that most people are drawing, either a shot at your teammate or you thought very highly of yourself, when there's definitely plays left out there and there's definitely turnovers there, no matter who we want to blame it on, they're not good looks. They're not great. It's a misstep. 216-474-0092. All right, back to the business at hand. Jack and Lorraine, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. There's a lot of steps to this, and I think, you know, making a big deal out of their four quarterback competition. Every NFL team brings four quarterbacks into camp. I'm sure their plan was that they were going to hope to get one through waivers, put him to the practice squad, maybe keep three on the 53-man roster, or trade one of them. And I'm an old school kind of guy, so these rookie quarterbacks should sit a year if we can afford to do so. And then if the whole plan, like you guys are saying, I might agree with you, is to take one of those top quarterbacks in the next draft, then your goal is to use one of these guys from this year, next year, and allow that guy to sit and learn for a year. So I'm not upset with how things are going, and I firmly believe that as long as Flacco is healthy, he'll play the full year. And if not, if he's not healthy, or if he starts to really fall off the cliff, then I think Shador is going to be the man.
Jack, I'm glad you said you were old school. Thank you very much for the call, because having rookies that high sit after other rookies, that's as old school as it gets, man. That is as old school as it gets. That's all I can say to that. Let me get to Mike in Akron. You're next up on the Fan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
And I agree with you. He should have. It was a misstep by him talking. But the Browns created this dumpster fire of a quarterback room. They brought all this attention to themselves. The current depth chart, as of yesterday released, Shador's still at number 4. Now, if you look across the NFL, if you're the 4th-string quarterback going into the final preseason game, you will be looking for a team here in a couple weeks, right? I'm pretty sure that every single quarterback in the league that is 4th-string right now for another team will be looking for a spot on a roster after cuts.
Bopping back and forth, yeah.
Yeah, the Browns can't keep two rookie quarterbacks, right? But they created this, all right? So the thing is that, you know, he did say that. Now, everybody wants to hype his performance. I understand that. We're a play-action pass team, right? We're a run-dominant team. In play action, he was 1 of 6 for 18 yards in the interception. So all five of his incomplete passes were in play action. So tell me, why is everybody hyping up his performance? We're a play-action team, and he was 1 of 6. And as a play-action quarterback, what you do is you fake the run. You either roll out or you look. A 5'10 quarterback has a lot more problems picking up where the receivers are in play action. Yet, we're a play-action team.
You know that.
The Browns created this dumpster fire, to be honest with you, and I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't see them. I see one of these rookie quarterbacks being gone because you can't keep two.
I'd be shocked. I really would. Mike, thank you very much for the call. I think you can absolutely keep two. I don't think the rules apply here. Whatever yeah. Whatever previous rules you thought of, I think they go out the window. I think they could certainly keep two rookie quarterbacks. Again, they have been so hesitant, fact, I mean, refusing to let go of rookies before, to move on from rookies before. Again, they've drafted guys, even in the third, who have no business being in the NFL, and they've held on to those rookies. So I think that both these rookies stay. The other thing is, why we're hyping it, I'll explain to him when we come back. I thought that was a great question. Got an interesting question from Mike in Akron, who just called about Dylan Gabriel and why everybody's making a big deal about that. I'm going to give him that answer here in just a moment. Sports Talk of the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday live on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. John Greco coming up at 8:01 this morning. Was the veteran Joe Flacco the right move for the veterans and the locker room? John's going to answer that question coming up later on this morning. So Mike had gone, you know, why? He brought up stats and the 1-for-6 on boot and things like that when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, why people are making a big deal. I do think some of it's a little bit of an overcorrection. I think some of it's a little bit of an overcorrection of last week with Shedeur Sanders. I think some of us, we are looking at our mentions. We are seeing some of it. I don't want the guys to get fired, so I want the third round pick to look good. And he looked all right, looked pretty decent. He looked like a competent NFL quarterback. Did look like that.
In a preseason game.
But, yeah. In brutal honesty here, I've never lied to you. I think Shedeur Sanders has a higher ceiling. I'm going to be more excited about Shedeur Sanders.
Too.
Okay, there you go. I mean, I'm trying to be open and honest with you. I don't want to kid. It was because we were hearing everything that you could possibly hear negative on a football field about Dylan Gabriel throughout the first couple of weeks of camp. And then there.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It was the preseason game that he didn't get to participate in, which Shedeur did participate, and then he just looked like a competent guy who can play the position in the preseason. So yeah, we tend to overpraise in that case. But that's all there is to it.
But when you say competent quarterback, I just want to make sure people understand. Like, there are how many quarterbacks that look like competent preseason quarterbacks?
Many, 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 many.
I mean, Skylar Thompson.
Yes.
Right? You could go through the list. Jared Stidham. Okay. Aiden O'Connell. Like, there is such a list of guys that have a good preseason game or two good preseason games. That doesn't mean anything in terms of, hey, this could be a competent NFL quarterback that we have on a roster and could feel very good about going into an NFL regular season game.
Yeah. And so I think in the grand scheme of things, even after Dylan Gabriel's performance yesterday or Saturday, I said yesterday when we asked each other's depth charts, I think a lot of people were trying to guess the Browns depth chart. And I go, I don't, because the PR depth chart's a PR depth chart. I don't care about the Browns depth chart. I cared about your depth chart, the listener, you, everybody else, because my depth chart is, and I probably would just go into the season with four. Now, I want to know what happens with Kenny Pickett later on this week, and I'll tell you about that here in just a moment, but my four are Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, then Kenny Pickett. And I don't know what they're doing with Kenny Pickett this week. I think that there could be. I speculate if Kenny Pickett can't really fully go, is there a way you stash him on the IR to start the season for a month?
Yeah, because I don't see them putting
four guys to take up
actual roster spots that you need for week one in the NFL.
Yeah, so I think that might be, you know, I'm speculating, wondering here, like how much work would he be able to get in? Because if you're going to use this as a dress rehearsal week, not just the game on Saturday, but actually the week leading up to it. Well, Joe's going to get all the reps. So there's no more reps and things like that to go around and get all worked into a shoot about. Joe's the starter. Now that he's the starter, he gets the offensive reps, and that's the way she goes. And we'll see other guys probably in the second quarter, half, whatever you want to, however Kevin Stefanski wants to do it. We'll hear more from him this afternoon, and we'll go from there. But I think that with Kenny Pickett, like, if you want, guys, if you want to keep four, just keep four. If we don't think this team is going to be that good and you want to see if there's gold in them, their hills, fine. I got all the time. I know Jeff considers the season a colossal failure if Joe's starting the season. I think that if I've kept the proper mindset about this for many months, taking a quarterback next year, as of right now, you're still taking a quarterback next year. I know it's an easy thing to say is 39 years old, not at 80 years old, because you don't know how many years you have left to see him, but that's the way this is probably going to go. So if you wanted to see Dylan Gabriel that bad in the regular season or Shedeur Sanders that bad, just wait around. It's just how much time are you going to get with those guys before we have to make a decision, either keep one of these fellas or go ahead and squeeze the trigger on a quarterback at the beginning of next year. Quinshon Judkins, charges dropped against him. They're still having problems getting him signed. And it seems like the Browns are going to wait maybe for an NFL investigation here, Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, the people were wondering the difference between this and the Bond situation. And the Bond situation, man, if you go in depth, is a lot of not only in their statement, Mary Kay had a piece about why they feel very comfortable about all of that, and that most likely they have been in touch with the NFL, and that there might not be a penalty to begin with for Isaiah Bond. The Judkins case is a little bit different because the Browns do not, in their dealings with this and looking over all the information that is out there. Remember, the Bond case, too, there's actually a polygraph test, which I thought was very interesting. Not that the Browns administered the polygraph.
Well, I don't think you're actually allowed to as an employer.
They took the independent, right, but I've never heard the Browns.
He can volunteer one. I've never heard that either. I just want to make that abundantly clear. I don't think you're legally allowed to do that.
Well, I wondered if this was going to be the standard going forward, that the Browns are going to be asking about polygraphs and trying to obtain, you know, the results of those polygraphs. Because they've obviously had a number of players with either accusations, allegations. And
it feels to me that Isaiah Bond was willing to, here you go. Here is everything I have. This is what I have.
You know, well, can you blame him? It's not like he had teams lining up to sign him. So he wanted a chance in the NFL. Kind of makes sense. Now, Judkins' case is completely different. And obviously, he got drafted. And then, you know, these accusations came about. The Browns, according to everything I have seen and what I have read and people I have talked to, they do not deny that an altercation took place with this woman. They do not deny it. And as we know, in the original police report, the police noted that there was bruising. So there was an altercation. I don't think Judkins denies there was an altercation. So I think it's because of that the team just wants the NFL to weigh in on this. And the NFL, just because there are no charges, the NFL, we saw this with Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, they have still suspended players. You know, I think part of it, people wonder why that is or whatever. Judkins claims self-defense. And I don't know that the NFL likes the optics of, you know, players using their hands, whether it's a fist, whether it's whatever. They don't like that just being a story that is out there. Whether or not, you know, they think the player was acting in self-defense or not, they just don't like that.
Does
in
the
general.
Word guaranteed mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Because my head went, the reason they were sitting out in the first place, because one guy was guaranteed in the second round, everybody else wanted guaranteed money. Isaiah Bond gets signed. He's got a fully guaranteed three-year, it's only $3 million, a fully guaranteed $3 million contract. Then Quinshon Judkins might be looking at it and go, my value is still my value, where the Browns might be looking at it going, I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. We thought Deshaun Watson was only going to be suspended 6 games. I mean, there were people who thought he might not be suspended at all. Remember, we had Florio on before that. Ended up being 11 games. I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. How can I guarantee you a fully guaranteed second-round contract if I don't know how long this investigation is going to be? So when Adam Schefter says, you know, they might not, the Browns have still not been able to, they have still been unable to reach a deal and may not until the end of any NFL investigation. I think that says, until we find out how long you could be suspended for, we can't guarantee you anything.
I wonder if people have a problem with the fact that he's somebody with no charges, that the team is clearly using his situation against him as leverage. I wonder how they feel about that, because the Browns are basically admitting.
Is that really leverage, though? Aren't you just protecting yourself and giving guaranteed money? And what if he suspended 11 games himself?
This is the leverage they're using. Yeah. Hell yeah, it's leverage.
But I don't know if it's leverage in the classic sense, is it?
This is the only sense I know leverage to mean. Are using it against him, knowing that if he's looking for guarantees, they're saying, well, wait a second. What about this situation you're involved
in? I hear leverage, I feel like they're taking advantage of something. This is a situation he's put himself in. Again, you said it. He's put himself in a situation. He doesn't deny that there was a situation there. It's just how far. Okay, well, you've put yourself in this situation. If I'm the Browns, I think anybody could look at it and go, yeah, I'm not going to guarantee you a fully guaranteed second round deal. I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. I got to get you back in camp and get you back up to speed. All right, Dylan Sampson. And we're going to be paying attention to everything else. I know there was questions about Brian Robinson over there in Washington.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.